Imagine this. You pour countless hours into a drawing alongside passion and soul, and in the end, it gets lost, arrives bent, or with other defects. Wouldn't you feel like pulling your hair out because of the frustrations and anger? Absolutely. But thankfully, there's a solution. Paying a bit more for shipping and opting for a tracking number and a warranty. And since the client is already covering the shipping costs for that commission, talk to them and explain why it's better to pay a bit more but have more security. A tracking number is a unique code assigned to a package when it is shipped. It allows both the sender and the receiver to follow the package's journey and location during transit. And the warranty when shipping something typically refers to a guarantee provided by the shipping company or seller that ensures the safe delivery of the item. It may include coverage for damages or loss during transit, providing compensation or replacement if needed. That's what we'll dive into in this episode. I'm Dragos Pepina, and I'm all about bringing our furry friends to life through my pet portraits. Join me on this podcast where I'll be dishing out all my tips, tricks, and tales about the wonderful world of pet portraiture. Follow me on Instagram at @dragospepina_art for a sneak peek into my creative journey, and also if you want to keep up with my latest works. Ready to dive in? Let's do this. Of course, the most crucial aspect of a commission is creating it, which requires the utmost attention. However, how we package and protect it for the long journey ahead is also very important. In my case, I live in Belgium and usually send my drawings to the USA. Just thinking about the process a package with a drawing has to go through gives me a lot of stress, worrying that it might get damaged or lost along the way. That's why I take great care in how I pack it. In addition to that, you also need to ensure that you are protected in case something happens to the package and it arrives damaged or even worse, gets lost. This is where having a tracking number and a warranty comes into play. You never know which kind of people are going to handle your package. Some of them might not even care if you write "fragile, please do not bend" on the package. If it doesn't fit in the mailbox, they might fold it in half just to make it fit, which is terrible. And this actually happened to me once with a client. About 2 years ago, I finished a commission and packed it as best as I could. I even put around 6 stickers on the package with a warning not to bend it because there is something important in that package and also very fragile. But unfortunately, the thing I feared the most happened and the postman folded the drawing to make it fit in the mailbox. Although I was very thrilled when I received the notification that the drawing had arrived, my heart sank when I received a message from a client with a picture that clearly showed the drawing had been folded because there was a line down the middle. Thankfully, the client understood that it wasn't my fault and put it into a frame as it was, with that line in the middle. However, it didn't sit very well with me to see my work ruined in just a few seconds by someone who just didn't care and didn't respect their job. Even though it was clear that something important was in that package, they still treated it carelessly. Certainly, this can happen to anyone no matter how well you package a drawing. If someone doesn't handle it with care, damage can occur immediately. Another horrible thing that can happen is that your package will get lost. If you don't have a tracking number and it gets lost, you have no idea where the package is or what happened to it because you can't follow it, and this tracking number I'm talking about, it shows you everything, including where the package is, if it is blocked somewhere or if something didn't go well. And another benefit of a tracking number is that you can inform your clients in case the package is delayed if you have this code. I've also had a package that got lost and, my mistake, I didn't have a tracking number for it. I contacted the post office who sent me from one person to another one and I couldn't be helped at all because they all asked for the tracking number for a more detailed overview of the package. And as I didn't have it, They couldn't see where it was. Normally, that drawing should get back to me, but it's been for so long that I don't think I'm going to ever see that drawing again, and who knows where it ended up and what happened to it. But since then, I don't even think twice before always sending with a tracking number and a warranty. This is now my number one must do when shipping a package. Now, I've certainly learned my lesson and always try to improve the way I package and ship a drawing, and always look for the safest possible method. Let me give you an example of how much it costs for me to send a package from Belgium, where I live, to the USA, for example. You'll see that there's a very big difference between prices, but it's worth it. Without tracking and warranty, it costs me only 18 euros, which is around $20. If the package weighs between 0 and 2 kilograms, and normally my packages always fall within this weight, because yeah, a drawing doesn't weigh that much. And I'm also using foam boards, which are very light. With tracking and warranty, the price gets 3 times higher, reaching 55 euros, which is around $60, which is a very big jump. Here it's possible you're going to encounter cases where clients, which pay a big amount for the drawing, we'll try to cut costs on shipping to save some money without thinking about the safety of the drawing. You absolutely have to convince them to opt for a safer, more expensive option to ensure both yours and your client's safety. Don't forget that in the end, it's your work, your time, and your passion that you put into that commission. Plus, you might not be as lucky as me, and the client is going to blame you, which isn't fair. But it can definitely happen. In the worst case, the client might just ask for the money back for that commission, but if you have a warranty, you can be compensated and refunded by the shipping company, and at least you don't lose any money. Of course, you're going to lose the time spent on that commission, but it's better than losing both the time and both the money. I really hope you picked up something valuable from today's episode. As always, you can find me on Instagram as @dragospepina_art. Feel free to follow me there to catch up with my latest pet portraits. I try to post as often as I can, but it mostly happens one time a week. And don't hesitate to shoot me a DM anytime if you want to chat. I'd love to hear from you. Just remember, if I can be a successful pet portrait artist, definitely so can you. Thanks for hanging out with me today, and I can't wait to have you join me in my next episodes as well.